Our readings today are rich and complex, and perhaps for that reason can be somewhat confusing. And so to reflect on them and to understand them, we need an interpretive key, and I would suggest the key to that is our second reading today, Paul's letter to the Romans and this passage and what follows. And the key is the opening line: if God is for us, who can be against us? For Paul, that is central, and for us, that is central. And our scriptures today reflect that. And so we see, as Paul says, God who did not spare his own son, but handed him over for us all. Will the Father not also give us everything along with him? And that's what we see in our gospel today. Jesus, fully human, someone like us, also fully divine, and on this mountain is revealed the glory that he has as the Son. And they hear the voice that says, "This is my beloved Son. This is who Jesus is." And so in Jesus is God who, as the later letters say, did not hold on to identity as the Son of God as something to be grasped and to be held tight, but rather emptied himself and took on fully our human nature in all things but sin. And even more, sacrificed himself, accepting death on a cross. That is the fullness of God's love for us, in Jesus taking on fully our human nature and suffering death for us and for our salvation. And our first reading today, the story of Abraham and Isaac, Isaac whom you love, the beloved son. I think we can begin to glimpse the depth of that bond. All of you who are parents know out of your own heart and out of your own lives how you feel about each one of your children, how beloved and precious they are to you. And so you have experientially the gift of love that is given to us in Jesus, in his humanity, but even more in his suffering and death. And so, as Paul says to us, we can put our trust in the Lord that God provides for us everything else because God has already given what is most precious, his son Jesus. And that's important for us then in the journey of our lives, in our struggles, in our suffering. The story of Abraham and Isaac, which the Jewish community talks about as the binding of Isaac, is a very troubling and disturbing story. And there are all kinds of theological issues and questions and problems about this scripture that no way to get into, but trust me, there have been books written about it. I think for the key for us in thinking about that, not only for Abraham but for us, is that opening line. God put Abraham to the test. That's the thing we have to remember about the whole rest of the story. It's a test. Now, it's not a test for God. God doesn't need to figure out if Abraham is faithful. God doesn't need to figure out if Abraham believes. God already knows that. Who's the test for? Well, just like any test, tests are for the sake of students and their knowledge. It's not really for the person who is administering the test. So who needed the test? Abraham needed the test. Who needs the test? We need the test. When we have troubles, when we have suffering, when we struggle, the most natural question that we have is why? And the first thing perhaps that we say to God is why? And we have all of our good reasons. I'm a good person. I try to do what's right. I don't deserve this. This isn't my fault. I didn't mean it. And most of the time, perhaps they're right. And we could have heard that issue from Abraham. We could have heard Abraham saying, wait a minute. Weren't you the one who promised me that my descendants were going to be like the stars of the heavens? Weren't you the one who promised that I'm a father of this great nation? This is my son. This is the only son I have. What do you mean here? Now, there's another whole question about whether God actually asked that. But we certainly know that's what Abraham understood. So we got to take it from that point of view. And so the challenge for Abraham is, how fully do you trust God? How fully do you trust God's word and God's promise? Do you really, or is there a line that you're not going to cross? And I think that's the same challenge that we face in our lives when we are tested, when we are struggling, when our faith is challenged, when we perhaps are asked to do something that we don't want to do, something that we think is unfair, something we maybe even know is right, but is too hard, is to have some line between us and God that we don't want to go beyond. In the gospel, we hear the voice saying to the disciples, not only this is my beloved son, but listen to him. And the word obedience, the word obey, the root meaning of that word is to listen. To truly listen means that we obey. And the beautiful witness that we hear in this story about Abraham is that that's what Abraham does. He obeys. So he believes that God is asking him to go and to offer the sacrifice, and that includes his son. And so Abraham goes to do that. And then when the voice says, stop, don't harm him at all, let nothing bad happen, Abraham obeys and stops immediately. And Abraham again listens and trusts in the covenant that gets renewed. I will bless you abundantly and make you descendants as countless as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore. And Abraham trusts and listens and obeys that word. And that's the challenge that Abraham's example offers to all of us in our struggle, in our suffering, in our temptation to put up a barrier and not to cross it for whatever reason. Are we willing to trust that if God is for us and God is always for us, no one and nothing can be against us? And to trust that whatever the situation is, however hard it is, however much we are resisting in our hearts and in our lives, the Lord will give us everything that we need, because Christ himself intercedes for us. The challenge of Lent for all of us is the challenge to truly listen and to truly obey to the word of God. The challenge of Lent is truly to believe that the Lord is with us, interceding for us in every situation in our lives, even the moments when we feel most abandoned and alone, that God isn't listening, that God doesn't care, that there's no one there and I'm on my own. We come here to listen to the Word of God, the good news that says God is for us always. And so nothing can ever separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord. We come here to receive the body and blood of Christ, knowing that the Lord indeed is with us and walks with us at every moment, in every day, in every situation. And so to listen, to obey, to trust is the path of discipleship until all things are restored in Christ. And we understand, because we too experience, exactly what it means to rise from the dead.